I would like to speak about the importance of trop and the function of the trop or the ta'amei hamikra. The ta'amim are a set of musical notes and graphic signs that provide the melody for the psukim and to indicate the division of the words and phrases within a pasuk. By following ta'amei hamikra, we express the exact pshat of the pasuk. The ta'amei hamikra was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, along with the rest of the Torah. However, the musical notes and graphic signs were developed at a later date. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Samech Beis Amud Aleph, tells us that a set of manual signs were used to signal the correct trop to the one who was leaning. Rashi states there, Neginois ta'amei mikra shel Torah nevi'im uksuvim, bein benikud shebesefer, bein bahagbohas koil uvetziltul ne'imois hanegina shel pashto v'dargo v'shoifor mahapech, moilich yodoi lefi ta'am hanegina, ro'isi b'koyri'im haba'im me'eretz Yisrael. Rashi is telling us that he personally witnessed the method of hand movement to signal the proper trop. Also, the various categories of trop enable us to express a strong feeling or a request or a question. With the application of the trop, we better understand the meaning of the pasuk. Rabbeinu Bechayai wrote, Shaharei mitoicha ta'amim shebatoira, onu mevinim ma sheloi nichtav bo, ki inyon hatenuois sheba adam, shemitoicham neida kavonas liboi. Through the expression of the trop, we understand that which is not written in it, just as through the movements of a person, we can know what the intent is of his heart. Similarly, in his Machberes He'oruch, Reb Shlomo Pirchoin Zal, he wrote Le'inyin Ta'amei Hamikra, She'yovin mimenu ha'korei es ha'temiyo ve'es ha'ge'oro ve'es ha'techino ve'es ha'kilkul ve'es ha'she'elo v'chol davar. The one who is leaning should understand through the trop the wonder, the astonishment, the cry, the supplication, the question, and all other expressions. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky illustrates this point in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk He. The Pasuk reads, I will lay in this Pasuk. Vatoimer Sarai el Avraham, Chamosi Olecha, Anoichi, nosati shivchosi b'cheikecha, v'teire ki haroso v'eikal b'eineho, yishpoit adonai b'eini uveinecho. Sarai said to Avraham, for the injustice done to me, upon you I place the punishment. I gave my maidservant to you, and she saw that she conceived, and I became lighter in her eyes. You are mispalel only for yourself, when you should have been mispalel for both of us. You also hear my being disgraced by Hagar, and yet you are silent. Rav Yaakov comments on this pasuk in his Sefer Emes Liyakov, Ayein b'ta'amei hamikra, al pasuk ze shehu kuloi ba'al hafsokois gidoilois. If you take a look, you will see Avraham, Olecha, Onoichi, Shivchosi, Bechekecha, Vateire, Horosa, Be'eneha. Rav the pasuk have hafsokois gidoilois. V'chanire, mishum sherotzo lahadgish lanu, shesoro imenu dibra b'cheiv leiv gadol, v'rak milim ketu'im yatzu mipiha. Rav Yaakov writes that it appears to him that the many tamei mafsikim in this pasuk is to convey to the koirei and the listener that Sarah spoke these words with great pain in her heart, and only brief, broken words were expressed by her. In conclusion, one who accepts upon himself the great mitzvah of laning for the tzibur should understand and implement the principles of Ta'amei HaMikra.